Hello, and welcome to day one of the 7-day meditation challenge that I write about in Start Here Now. I am delighted that you've decided to give it a try. I am very, very happy to sit together. And we'll sit together today for 10 minutes. I will be with you all the way and guide you through the practice. And here we go. Our meditation practice begins with the way we take our seat. That is actually the start of the practice. And the way to take your seat is to sit comfortably with your legs crossed loosely in front of you if you're on the floor, or if you're in a chair with your feet flat on the floor, and to relax. There's a sense of taking your seat like a king and or a queen right in the middle of your life. Simply taking the meditation posture, sitting up straight, is a kind of proclamation of your dignity. At the same time, you're just sitting down, so. So we sit up straight, as mentioned, but not straight and stiff, like I'm going to get this right, but more straight and uplifted like a tree. So you could imagine that you are planted in earth up to your waist, and everything below is your root system, and it holds you in place. And up from that, like the trunk and limbs of a tree, blossom your trunk and limbs with a sense of aspiring up while also rooting down. Trees don't get up and move around, as I'm sure you've noticed. There's a sense of being firmly planted, but also of swaying and responding to the environment. So rouse that sense in yourself as it may make sense to you. The hands are palms down, just above the knee or at mid-thigh, and the biceps are parallel with the torso. While the back is straight and strong, the front body can be soft. So let your belly relax. Your heart and lungs. And your shoulders. Let them just soften back down into their natural spot, as opposed to where mine, anyway, often are, which is up here. Let them relax. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long. And so the chin is basically parallel with the ground. This prevents the possibility of repetitive strain from looking up too much or down too much. The mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth are slightly parted, and the tongue rests on the roof of the mouth. Let the muscles of your face relax. Breath comes in and out through the nose. No further instruction required. We all already know how to breathe. And the eyes remain open, as this is a practice of wakefulness. And the gaze is cast down to a spot, some comfortable spot, given the proximity of your screen. Basically, if it's far away, about 6 feet or 1.5 meters in front, or otherwise, whatever is comfortable for you. And let the eyes be soft. Fix your gaze on one point, but don't fixate on that point. Rather, let the whole visual field in. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit, while the sit bones continue to reach down. The next thing to be mindful of is your breath, so place your attention on your breath. And let it ride, in the sense that your attention flows in on the in-breath and dissolves out on the out-breath. Let the breath carry your attention. And the idea here is to simply feel yourself breathing rather than noticing your breath. Feel it. Feel the breath come in on the inhale. And feel it flow out on the exhale. And begin again. The mind continues to make thoughts, which is no problem, no effort to stop. Most will sort of flicker and go out without overly distracting you. But at some point you could notice that you have become completely absorbed in thought to the point where you've forgotten about your breath, and this is no problem. All you have to do is let go, whether the thought is beautiful or horrible or important or silly, it doesn't matter. Just let go. Like you were opening your fist and your thought was a feather that just blew away. That soft touch. And gently bring your attention back to your breath and take a fresh start. And the amount of fresh starts you are allocated in any given session is infinite. And in this way, we become mindful of our own minds. So we're mindful of our body, mindful of our breath, and mindful of our mind. And these three are the practice, and we'll sit together. Wonderful. Thank you so much for your practice, and I will see you tomorrow.